Visit our website at BostonBastardBrigade.com for recent news, reviews, podcast episodes, and videos featuring members of the B3 crew.
Become friends with us on MySpace at MySpace.com/BostonBastardBrigade, as well as on Facebook. You can even find our Twitter accounts on our official homepage.
And don't forget to check out our friends at the Electric Sisterhood at ESH.MOBI for another side of news and review, including their own glorious podcast show.
When the sisters are away, the bastards will play. It's time for the Boston Bastard Brigade.
Episode 81. Hail to the king, baby.
Duck.
Bastards and wenches, please rise for the Boston National Anthem.
For Boston, for Boston.
Bastards and wenches, you may be seated, and welcome to another episode of the Boston Bastard Brigade. I am King Baby Duck.
I'm Blue Onyx.
I'm Anvil.
Yep, Blue Onyx back. You were sick.
Yes, I was. Shut up.
He was curled up in a ball, head, you know, feet wrapped around his head, singing,
No, I was just in a coma because I took like two or three hits of NyQuil, so I was out of it, and then I took two or three shots of DayQuil, and I was still out of it, and I still fell asleep. So then I had to go.
It doesn't help when you mix Baileys with it.
I didn't mix Baileys with it. It just doesn't mix. It just does not mix. You cannot put those two in a cup and try to mix them. They will not mix.
You mix them together, you set them on fire, let the alcohol partially burn off, and shoot it.
Yeah, that's a Flaming Moe's.
Basically.
You're shitting me.
At least you knew where I was going with that joke.
Yeah.
Yep. Just saw that episode the other night.
Well, anyways.
That was the one with Aerosmith in it, right?
Yeah.
Are we talking about The Simpsons?
Yes.
Jesus Christ.
We're going very nostalgic today.
Yeah, yes. Real nostalgic. Alright, so why don't we get this show on the road and let's talk about some sports.
Okay.
Yeah, sports. Asshole.
Who wants to talk about sports?
You do.
I do?
Okay. Alright, fine. The Patriots lost. Whoopity-doo.
Let's move on.
Let's move on. Yeah, now we're going to talk about the Bruins. They lost.
Oh, Lord, shut up. You're a horrible, horrible sports announcer.
They lost the other night, okay? But they did win.
Okay, so we're going to move on to this. So the other night, Thursday night, the Bruins played the Buffalo Sabres. Tuukka Rask was in net.
Sluts.
We lost 4-2.
Yep.
But you know what? We were on a mini win streak. We played a day.
Yeah, win streak, too.
Yeah.
Fuck you. We played a home-away doubleheader, which is one game at home, one game at their home.
Okay.
Our home game, our half of the home game, Tim Thomas was in net. We won 7-0. Tim Thomas got his league-leading 7th shutout. And Zdeno Chara, a defenseman, gets a hat trick.
Yay. Hat trick.
Right? Which, you know, is kind of awesome. Very next night, which I was surprised, Tim Thomas is in net again. 3-2 win over Carolina. So, in the course of two games, Thomas lost 2 goals. Their goalie, Cam Ward, allows 10 goals. I don't know how his mom feels about him right now.
I'm very disappointed in you.
You said you played in the NHL and you allowed all those goals.
I'm so ashamed that you came out of my vagina.
Yep. Anyways, all right. Well, we've got...
I mean, vagina, vagina, vagina.
We got the Avalanche tonight.
Yes.
Well, today at actually like
at 3 o'clock.
Great, that's where I start work. So I'll be checking my phone all day long. Then we've got the Kings there?
Yeah, that looks Sacramento. Like, yeah.
Yes.
And then we've got Carolina again on Wednesday.
Huh? That's not Carolina.
Whoever the hell that is, the Panthers. Yeah.
Florida
Panthers. Yeah. Okay.
You're thinking of the.
Shut up, yo. I know.
Carolina Panthers from football, bro.
Yeah, shut up.
All right, Braham.
There's too many friggin' names that are the same on different sports.
It's okay. All right?
Because I doubt it. I doubt that there'd be a team that call themselves the Dallas Dodos.
Yes.
I thought that's what the Cowboys changed their name to last year.
No, I thought that was Dallas Dildos.
Oh, yeah, that's right. They're a bunch of... No, that's
Pittsburgh. They're a bunch of tools.
Pittsburgh Steelers changed the name to the Pittsburgh Dildos because they're a bunch of tools. I mean, just look at Ben Roethlisberger.
No, I thought that was New York Jets, actually.
No.
Schedule.
That's the New York foot fetish.
No, I thought that was the New York Fancy Feet.
That's it. I thought it was foot fetish.
Fancy Feet.
I always forget what they change their names to nowadays.
Sponsored by Dr. Scholl's.
Yeah, that melt. Right. When you walk on them. Jeez. Yeah, there hasn't been many losses in the whole lineup here for the Celtics.
We're on a roll.
They won...
Give us some butt up as we're on a roll.
110-86.
Hey, it happened because we have our own big lucky shamrock known as Shaquille O'Neal, the tallest Irishman in all of basketball.
Please shut up.
So do you count that as Black Irish?
Yes.
That movie sucked.
Oh, yeah.
God damn you. What is it, Eddie Griffin? Yeah. Fuck him. Well, Mr. Undercover Brother should have said undercover.
You know, there's a movie I'm looking for, and I don't even know the name of it. That's sad.
Dumbass.
What's the star?
I don't know who's in it. I haven't seen it since I was little. Maybe you guys can help me, but I'll wait till we get your movie.
Celtic Pride? No, I'm just kidding.
No, that movie was hilarious.
Yes.
I'll wait till we get to the movies to ask you guys that. We finished sports.
Okay. What do you mean, if we finish sports?
I said, when we finish sports.
If we finish sports. No, I'm just kidding. Because the world's going to end soon.
Today in sports, we have things going on. All right, actually, you know what? Let's jump over to baseball for a minute. Because, you know, there were a couple little, you know, movements going on. For one, it's kind of surprising. The Toronto Blue Jays, they actually traded one of their star outfielders, Vernon Wells, to the Anaheim Angels for catcher Mike Napoli and an outfielder.
Is that, how weird is that?
Well, my uncle, who's a Toronto Blue Jays fan, he wrote on his Facebook, "What the fuck?" That's all he wrote. And then when I saw this, I'm like, that's what he's talking about.
So, more or less, that team's screwed.
Basically. Well, Toronto was screwed to begin with.
Yeah.
But then Tampa Bay made a weird move that I'm confused about. They signed two former Red Sox, Manny Ramirez and Johnny Damon.
They're getting old, so they're just getting them ready for their retirement home down in Florida.
Well, the part I don't understand...
I want to hit the baseball!
Okay, you're shaking the entire house.
And the camera.
Okay, so I'm kind of, you know, weirded out by this. Manny Ramirez is a power hitter and a better player than Johnny Damon. But Manny Ramirez got a one-year, $2 million deal. And Johnny Damon gets a one-year, $5.25 million deal. It's like, why would you pay the guy that's worse more? Does that make sense to anybody?
Apparently somebody was doing cocaine when they made this contract.
Well, let me ask you something. Wasn't Tampa Bay an extension team to the Red Sox?
No. They were an expansion team to the league. They weren't to the Red Sox. They're their own team.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I thought the Red Sox had something to do with Tampa Bay.
We bought one of their minor league affiliates and stole it.
Oh, okay.
Yay! People buy minor league teams, and that's why we have like five or six to develop players.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what that is.
Well, one's the Pawtucket Sox.
Yeah, that's our AAA affiliate. We only have like one of those, but we have a couple AA, and then like three single A to help, you know, talent develop.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's been some weird transactions. Now, everybody's going to miss it tonight, but tonight is going to be the free UFC event, which is Fight for the Troops.
It's on Spike, right?
It's going to be on Spike.
But it's going to be filled with commercials and everything.
Well, no, because they actually have a full fight card, and it's being held at Fort Hood in Texas, which everybody remembers last year they had the Fort Hood shootings.
Yeah.
So that's why the base was chosen.
You gotta love SpikeTV.com just because of the fact that right off the bat it says Denise Richards discuss her boobs with Alex.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Considering she's ugly though.
Yeah, she looks like she's gotten the crap kicked out of her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I mean,
blame Charlie Sheen.
Oh, here it is. Jim Miller and Matt Willman or Wildman.
Yeah, and then there's also like Melvin Gillard. You know, versus somebody Dunham. I forget the guy's first name.
He looks anorexic. Anyways. Yes, article. Yes, that's what I clicked on it on the first place. God damn it. When they design these fucking websites, they don't think. No, I don't want an ad. Skip the fucking ad.
Why won't it let it skip?
Damn you. Skip ad in 20 seconds. No! So, I want to skip ad now, you bastards.
For the next 20 seconds, we're going to sit here and just fill in with some filler. Yeah,
okay. Anyways.
So, like we discussed, the new Ultimate Fighter is going to be coming out. Coaches, Brock Lesnar and Junior Dos Santos.
And I still don't think Brock Lesnar has enough fights under his belt to be considered a teacher in this.
Well, truth
be told, at least it's heavyweight, Jesus.
Well, no, it's going to be welterweight fighters, but heavyweight coaches.
What the fuck? What then?
I know. That's what they
do. How the hell are they going to learn anything? How?
I don't know.
Because that's a totally different fight plan. Because bigger guys conserve more energy. The small guys, they could waste energy day in, day out. They don't care.
See, truthfully, like, I'm trying to cut weight for when they do have the heavyweight to try to get on there.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we'll see where that goes. But, you know, here's the fight card for tonight, and I'm actually excited about a few of them.
Yeah, it looks like they're going to play all of them, but...
Yeah. Cole Miller versus Matt Willem. Pat Barry. Now, I don't know if you guys remember Pat Barry. But he actually got knocked out by Mirko Krokop. Is fighting Joey Beltran, which that should be a really good fight.
Yeah, a real good fight when he gets knocked out again.
Yeah, but I mean, he lasted a good amount of time against Krokop. Krokop just got lucky on him.
Yeah.
And I'm a Krokop fan, but it was, you know, still lucky. Mark Homick versus George Roop.
Never heard of either of them.
Yeah. Matt Mintrone versus
Tim
Hager. Whatever. Matt Mintrone's
Haggis!
No.
Fuck you.
Not Haggis.
And then the main event is, you know, Evan Dunham versus Melvin Gillard, which should be a really good fight, and I think Gillard could take that one.
Dunham! .com!
But there is a preliminary card that's not shown unless you're actually there at the event, and then there's an available on Facebook page, so if you're on the Spike TV Facebook page, you can see two of the other fights. So if you're able to hook up your computer to your TV and surround sound system, go for it.
Yeah. Well, that'd be awesome.
And you have to have a good internet connection. If you still have a 56K, don't bother.
Don't bother because it's not going to work.
Just sit there, get, you know, spike gloves and punch.
Yes, there still is that.
Do you know anybody?
I don't know of anybody, but I've heard it. I've heard that sound once again, and I had to laugh and, wait, you know.
You've heard dial-up?
Yeah, I've heard the dial-up.
Like what you heard in an American Online when you signed on.
Oh my god, they said
American Online. Yeah. Welcome. Wait. Nope, now you're on. Welcome.
Welcome. You have mail.
You've got... Jesus, what the hell is that? No, I'm just kidding.
Stop looking at that inappropriate stuff. What the fuck?
Hey, look more. Do you feel that we could stick a fork in the sports today?
Yeah, we can move away from sports.
All right. Now, we were going into movies.
That one. No. No. I just want to say something beforehand. There's like the new program.
Yes.
There's Spartacus, Gods of the Arena. I watched it last night. Really, really fucking good.
It's a prequel to the original, the first series, right?
Yeah, it kind of starts off at the fact that where the ending happens in Spartacus, where the main head gets literally killed, but it goes into his eye and shows where it basically started from. And all I could say is, right off the bat, was violence, sex, violence. And it was... It almost overloaded me, and then I passed out. Because it was that good.
All right, well, now that we've hit movies...
You were trying to think of this movie.
Yes, I still can't remember it to save my life.
IMDb!
I don't know who's in it.
Movies.
Do you remember the plot line?
Yes.
What's the plot line?
The IRA comes to Boston, and it's like targeting the bomb squad.
That's the one with...
Blown Away.
Yeah, Blown Away.
It's called Blown Away?
With Jeff Bridges.
Yeah, it's got Tommy Lee. It.
Yeah, Tell I remember when they were filming that in Boston.
You would.
94. There we go. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Thank you, gentlemen. Thank you.
Now, while Nanny and I went and saw Black Swan, I noticed that there was a movie poster for that movie, Paul. The Alien?
Yeah, with Simon Pegg and Nick Frost. Yeah, that looks so fucking hilarious. I hope I get to see that when I come.
Here's the good news. It's rated R.
Yes.
Now I might actually want to go see it. I was afraid it was going to be 13.
Yeah.
I'll bring the alcohol.
Yay.
So I know they're going to go full on out on this movie, so I have a feeling it's going to be pretty good. And come on, the scene where he brings back to life the dead bird and then he eats it.
Oh, my God.
Oh, okay. How about this for box office right now? Seeing that we got some the amounts here, Green Hornet has brought in $33.5 million.
You see, he and I agree that it doesn't deserve that amount.
Really?
It wasn't that good.
It wasn't that good?
My brother
was supposed to go and see it.
Has seen the movie at home.
Oh. then there's The Dilemma, or whatever the fuck that was. The True Grit.
Oh, that's the one with Jeff...
Vince Vaughn.
Vince Vaughn and Kevin James.
Kevin James.
Oh, okay.
Directed by Ron Howard.
Oh, all right.
Well, Opie.
It's only got 5 stars out of 10. That sounds like it sucks. And then True Grit's got 11 mil.
Awesome movie.
King's Speech got 9
really?
Million. And then Black Swan's only got
okay.
8.
Now, I know that he did the review of Black Swan a couple weeks ago.
Last week?
No, 2 weeks ago.
No, it was 2 weeks. It was on episode 79. That was when I was here.
Oh, are you sure?
Yes, for sure.
My weeks are disappearing.
Nanny and I went and saw it, and I loved it. It was great.
Were you on crystal meth?
Nope. I was completely sober.
You can be sober and still be on crystal meth?
Ugh. Why?
I loved the whole psychological aspect of the movie where she thought that Mila Kunis was going against her when it was all in her head. It reminded me of a little bit of a movie called Perfect Blue by Satoshi Kon. And a bunch of his other movies. It was like a live-action Satoshi Kon movie. And I don't know what Anvil was talking about in regards to the scene involving Natalie Portman and Mila Kunis, but that was just... I was surprised this movie got an R rating for that one scene.
It wasn't good enough?
No. I thought it was going to be NC-17.
I told you it wasn't that good.
No, it was awesome. Dude, even Nenya was like, oh my God.
Yeah, but compared to other movies, that was nothing.
I mean, I could actually picture the Darren Aronofsky doing the whole directing of that one scene. He must have been like, all right, Mila. For this scene, it's you, Natalie Portman, and you're going to have to, you know,
scissor.
Go down.
You're going to have to scissor.
No. You're going to have to go down there. What's my motivation? Okay. You're a cookie monster, and Natalie Portman's hoo-ah
is
a plate of freshly baked chocolate chip cookies. Scene. Om nom 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 nom.
No, it's a plate of Mrs. Fields fucking cookies. They just have that, you know, that cookie that they just,
yes!
I ain't gonna lie, those are really good cookies.
Yeah.
But in all honesty, I liked the whole psychological aspect of it. I thought Natalie Portman did a great job with it. It made Nanya and I want to actually see the Swan Lake. So maybe Boston Ballet puts it on, she and I will check it out.
And oh, yeah, another warning towards all the moviegoers and stuff like that. There's a new movie called Red Riding Hood. Yeah, don't go and see it. Just don't, because of the fact that it has backing from the Twilight fucking series.
Yeah.
The director from Twilight, fuck it. Nope, don't do it.
Let me ask you, I heard about a movie, The Chaperone. Anybody else hear about that yet?
Nope.
I think I just saw it pop up a second ago. Hold on. 1 second. It popped up. Why? Well, I still want to see the new movie coming out. What the hell is this?
Triple H is in it.
Oh, great.
I mean, I actually heard a couple things about it, so I'm
video begins after advertisement.
Fuck the advertisements.
A Disney movie.
No, I just want to see the stupid friggin' like intro thing about it. An ex-con runs from his criminal past, hides out from those he ratted on by chaperoning a field trip to New Orleans.
Oh, that doesn't sound too bad. When's it come out?
2011, February 2011.
Oh, so it's next month. I might go see that.
So you got
Paul, it sounds like Odess, a comedy.
Kevin, yeah, it sounds like it's a really bad comedy.
I don't even know any of these.
Like, WWF, well, I want to say WWF because I still think they're WWF, but WWE had put out this other movie called Knucklehead. Did you put that one on there?
Oh, no, I didn't.
Knucklehead, motherfucker. Yeah, well, I have to say that the movie kind of reminds me of this motherfucker right here. Because basically he's like the hidden, like, you know, giant or something like that, because of the fact that the actual what's his name is actually in this movie, the Big Show,
Paul White.
Yeah. Is it Paul White?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, then Paul White. Yeah, there it is. Yeah, Paul White. Son of a bitch. He plays this character called Walter Crunk. And,
let's get crunk!
Walter Crunk, and that's the way I body slam.
Yeah, and...
Walter Crunk kite.
The thing that happened was is that he was an orphan, and I guess he basically became, like, the janitor of this church. Mm-hmm. So then it got to the point where they're trying to get the kids to do, like, a play to, Wizard of Oz. So when the Wizard of Oz play goes on, they're like, oh, yeah... Krunk had to take over the part of, like, the fairy godmother or something like that. And when it comes down, he just friggin' wrecks everything. He turns into a big fucking cannonball and knocks everything out and scares away all the parents and shit. It was pretty funny when they were doing that part. But for the most part, he was trying to take care of something and ends up catching the kitchen on fire, and it kind of lays waste to that side of the church.
Mm-hmm.
So... there's this other, fight promoter. He got to the point where he was trying to, get to the point where his fighter was going to go and fight at this big $100,000 grand prize in New Orleans or something like that. And his fighter gets knocked out by the guy that he was facing right there. What's his name? The guy. Oh, I can't even remember his name right now. Will Patton, is it? Yeah. No. Wrong guy.
Yeah.
Oh, Lester Spike. Yeah, he's been in, like, tons of movies. He's not, like, a wrestler or anything like that, but
he just looks
jacked. So he was supposed to be, like, the big bad guy and everything that they were supposed to fight. Ends up turning around, and it gets to the point where they're doing, fights along the way to get Big Show's character into the actual fighting machine that he becomes to be at the end of it. It's just, it's one of those funny ass movies.
It looks good because it actually has Dennis Farina in it.
Yeah.
Who?
Dennis Farina?
But yeah, I mean, it was a funny movie. It was, it's one of the live streaming ones that you get on, like, Netflix, so.
Yeah, what do you give it for, like, a grade?
5, easily. Just 5 out of 5 is just, it was that good, but for some reason it's a 4.8 on IMDb because people don't have any humor, I guess.
Yeah, okay.
Alright, let's get to these.
Alright, I saw a movie, I don't know if you had a chance to watch it, called Exit Through the Gift Shop, and it's a documentary film about street art, and it's directed by street artist Banksy. I'm not sure if you might remember him, but he was the one who managed to spray these, like, beautiful pictures of graffiti on the Wailing Wall in Israel, and he was the one who put that blow-up doll of a Guantanamo Bay prisoner into Disneyland.
Are you freaking kidding me?
Nope.
Yeah, he got in big trouble for that one.
No, he didn't get in trouble. Yeah. They haven't caught this guy.
No, but, they want him.
Yeah, but this is how good this guy Banksy is. No one knows his identity. No one knows what he looks like. No one knows where he does everything. He's like the ultimate street artist. Like, no one knows who this guy is.
Yeah, well, would you consider it guerrilla warfare of graffiti artists?
Somewhat.
Okay.
But it doesn't just follow him, but it also follows Shepard Fairey.
Oh, lovely.
And Invader and a few other ones. And it's captured through the lens of this French immigrant named Terry Guetta. This was a guy who was obsessed with his camera. He would just go everywhere with it and film it. He even accidentally headbutted Jay Leno with it.
Oh, Jesus.
And then you actually see him doing it.
How you doing, Mr. Leno?
Sorry, your chin got in the way.
Yeah, but he wound up filming, like, thousands and thousands of hours of footage. And all these street artists were like, what are you going to do with it? And it's like, oh, I'm going to make a documentary film about it. And... like you said, he had, like, imagine, okay, I don't know if any of you can know how big my dining room is, but imagine a room filled to the brim with DV tapes, digital video tapes, almost, like, up to here.
Damn.
He had that, he
from
recorded.
From the floor up?
From the floor up.
Damn. That's a lot of editing. How long was this move? 87 minutes. Never mind, that answers my question.
This is what happens. He goes and he tries to make a film called Life Remote Control. And it's so random that Banksy is, like, speechless when he sees it. He goes, I've never seen anything like it, and I don't think anybody should.
Yeah.
So Banksy goes, okay, why don't I take your footage and you go out there and do your own art? So Terry goes under the name Mr. Brainwash, and he doesn't so much like creates art, but he more creates ideas and he makes other people do the work.
Okay.
So there's controversy over the fact of if he's a true artist, whether or not he is. And he winds up holding his first public gathering in 2008. He gets a quote from Shepard Fairey and from Banksy. I forget the actual quote that Banksy used. It was like, this man is going to change the world of art, and I don't mean that in a good way.
Oh, great.
But because of those two quotes, the exhibit, which was only supposed to last a week, lasts for over 2 months.
Shit.
So it just shows, like, the power of how one famous person can just make, you know, make or break someone's career.
Nah.
And here's the thing about him is, no one really knows if Mr. Brainwash or Terry, or however you want to say, is really responsible for the art. Some people are claiming that, and I agree with them on this, that it's a collaboration between Banksy and Shepard Fairey and maybe even a couple other artists. And they're just going out there and putting someone else's name on there.
Oh, shit.
But Terry's a real person. But this Mr. Brainwash guy, he's kind of like Tony Clifton in the art world. Like the Andy Kaufman character. Real, but fake.
Mm.
And what I liked about the film, too, was it showed just how thick of a line there is between graffiti and street art. It's not a thin line. It's very thick.
Yeah.
Like, all right, let me give you some let me give you a hypothetical. Say someone sprayed graffiti all over your house. How would you feel about that?
Shoot him in the face with 12 gauge.
Curb stomp.
Okay.
But for the most part, if it's a picture of something like I've seen street, you know, okay, how about this one? Somebody goes and does graffiti on like a sidewall, which would be an actual like saying or words in some kind of, you know, difference kind of, you know, like, it looks kind of like what it's saying, but it doesn't look like what it's kind of saying.
Right.
Then there's the other style, which is an artistic form of, like, Vincent van Gogh's fucking paintings or something like that, that are on the streets, that, like, that are done full out, and yeah, people just walk over them.
That's street art.
Or otherwise, how about those people that pretend that they're statues? That's street art.
Yeah, statuesque people. And
like Shaquille O'Neal.
Yes, that too.
And Amanda Palmer.
Yep, there's always that too.
But I'm going back to my hypothetical. How would you react if you woke up one morning and saw that Shepard Fairey had done one of his big Old Bay Giant pictures on your building?
I would hunt him down and kill him.
But no, think about it.
I'd still be kind of like, fuck, damn it, well, it seems like it's a good bet. But can then I get money for this?
Yeah, then you'd be like, wait, now my house is worth 4 times the amount because Shepard Fairey drew something on it.
And then it becomes 10 times as much after I hunt him down and kill him.
No, because then you sell it and you buy a nice mansion.
Yes, but dead artists, you know, are worth a lot more.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, that's true.
So I hunt him down and kill him.
What the fuck? I just stumbled upon a funny-ass movie.
Where in the world is Osama bin Laden?
All right, but going back to Exit to the Gift Shop.
Hey, we were going to talk about Osama.
No, fuck that guy. Go back
there. Even if this film might be Banksy's latest prank, like showing that Mr. Brainwash isn't who he really is, because apparently he got so big that he was offered and did Madonna's recent album cover.
Ugh.
He fucked the album cover? Jesus.
Yeah.
Ugh. He had babies with such a thing.
But I feel like this is like the best documentary about street art, because it really shows its humble beginnings and then going into like its mainstream success. Like, I remember 2 years ago when over at the, not the museum, or the Institute of Contemporary Art showcased all of Shepard Fairey's works, and that was like one of the best art exhibits I had ever seen in my life.
No shit.
And it just showed like his humble beginnings and just how popular he became, because he did that, not just the Old Bay Giant thing, but he also did the Obama poster.
Oh, yeah. That's
the Hope one.
Yeah.
But it also manages to show all these other artists and how they went from small to really big. And they did a great job showcasing this. And I hope when the Oscars come around that this wins Best Documentary. I give it 5 stars. I was just blown away by this movie.
Well, yeah. Sounds interesting.
Speaking of awards, I just need to put out there that I was right.
Yeah, I know. Christian Bale won for The Fighter.
Called it.
Did he win for Terminator? Anybody win for Terminator? No. Is Terminator winning anything?
No. Oh. I won a couple Razzies, I think.
Well, you saw Operation Endgame?
He and I did. Well, I watched it last night, and
it was on Netflix.
That was the movie that I told you I was looking for, because it, you know, it had Zach Galifianakis as a killer. Damn.
What was a weird killer, to be honest with you? The Hermit?
Yeah, they called him the Hermit, and he more or less, he walked around, and he didn't like people making loud noises and stuff like that. He was just really...
I've actually been looking for this movie.
What the hell? I was gonna shake your hand, yeah. But now that you did that, you're a total asshole. But after seeing this, I can kind of understand why it didn't get into the theaters.
Well, this seemed like it was a short. I mean, this is too much of a fucking classic kind of comedy type that should just be ending up on, like, Comedy Central or some shit.
But, yeah.
But for the other thing that I'm noticing is that there's been this pattern with if Ving Rhames is in the movie, it's going to go straight to DVD. I'm actually afraid if the next Mission Impossible movie, if it has Ving Rhames, and it sucks that bad, it's going to go straight to DVD again.
Well, we'll find out in December when it comes out.
Yeah, so it's kind of like, what the hell? And of course, they're going to try to promote the hell out of that again.
Mm. Although, there might be something that cancels that out. It's the fact that Simon Pegg is going to be in Mission Impossible 4.
Ah, okay.
Well, so that'll cancel it out.
He was in 3 or something like that.
Mission Impossible 4 opens up with Simon Pegg just hanging.
Yeah.
No, Simon Pegg! But thank you. You all just paid money to come to watch us. Ha 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 ha.
Yeah, but what Operation Endgame deals with is there's two corporations.
The Alpha and the Omega.
Alpha and Omega. But what it is they work against each other, yet they work beside each other. Like, they're in cubicles, and their counter-agents are right next to each other. So they can watch each other at every time, in every moment. It's really fucking hilarious because of the fact of how they put it. Mm-hmm. It's like, if I'm against King here, he's against me. It basically, we cancel each other out until something bad happens, and then we try to take each other out. Because yep. This is what actually happens in the actual game setup. They're trying... It's... Oh, man.
I can't be a hitman. I see how it is.
Who would we give him? I'd say Rob Corddry, right?
Yeah. No, Ving Rhames. But that would mean he would have a bunch of nails stuck into his head.
Yeah, that's true. But I think one of the funniest characters was from Rob Corddry. He was called Chariot.
Yeah, he was drunk all the time.
He was you know the alcohol that actually has like the gun.
Yeah.
The gun yeah. Every like 2 seconds he was like talking. He would pull that out and go like this and like drink it and then go back to what he was saying because he was just drinking like all the friggin' time. It was hilarious. So what it was is a new agent came in. And then all of a sudden, stuff starts really going bad where a bomb's supposed to go off, and then they split up and they say, oh yeah, let's work, you take your counteragent, and then you go and blah, 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 and then that's when the stuff starts to happen where they start fighting one another, and it gets into the big, well, clusterfuck. But it's a pretty funny movie. If you get to watch it, you know, it's
yeah,
it's
you nice. Basically see a bunch of big-name comedians kill each other.
Yep. In very... very funny ways.
Ooh, Maggie O.
I can't believe Zach Galifianakis got shot in the dick.
Yep.
Dude, I still wanted to see the movie. Now I can't even see it.
Now we haven't spoiled anything.
You no, just you told don't. Me he got shot in the dick.
But that doesn't... I didn't say that killed him.
He's dead.
Doesn't matter. That's one of those scenes that you want to fall off your bed laughing.
But then there's a commentary about it too that's watching the whole security.
Yeah, the whole security.
I remember the guy from on the left hand, the one with the glasses. I remember him being on Will and Grace. He played one of Whoa. Will's gay friends.
Well, I guess he's not going to be in Mission Impossible 4. He's not in it, so that's going to not go straight
he's
to
DVD. He's going to be in the new Soldier of Fortune movie.
That's going to go straight to DVD.
The River Sorrow, Silver Cord, and the Van Zandt Shakedown.
I didn't know they were going to make a Soldier of Fortune fucking movie. I didn't know that. And it's supposed to come out starting
Sean February. Bean? Christian Slater?
Yeah, but a lot of Sean Bean movies have been going straight to DVD. I mean, he did Percy Jackson, and that's basically the only biggest movie that he's really done lately.
Yeah, but Christian Slater.
Yeah, but Christian Slater, that's another, you know, he's kind of become like the B or C friggin', you know.
Yeah, he's got that sitcom that's going to be premiering in a couple weeks on Fox. Mm. I hear it's pretty funny.
Well, anyways, with the Operation Endgame, I give it a 4 out of 5. I mean, it wasn't all the way out funny, but it was pretty. It was pretty clever. I liked it.
I'll give it more of a 3.5 out of 5. Okay. Because I felt that there were some elements in the film where they could have expanded more.
Meh.
Like the whole backstory of how it began. I would have liked to have seen a little bit more of how the Alpha and Omega started to go against each other instead of work together.
Yeah, exactly. It could have gave a lot more of a background. I could definitely agree with that. Alrighty then, let's switch off of the movies unless anybody else has anything to say.
I'm trying to think. Is there really anything else you wanted to say? Was there anything you wanted to add to the movies, or
no?
I just got the 41-year-old version that knocked up Sarah Marshall. I just got that on Netflix, so hopefully if I get a chance to, I can watch it and or toss it to these fuckers' ways.
I have a feeling it's going to be horrible.
Oh, I know, I want to see it.
Sorry. So, video games.
Yeah,
I'm not sure if you had any chance to play the recent demos that came up on Xbox.
Sexbox? No.
No.
No, not much. Because what I've been doing is I actually got to the point where I went back to Toy Soldiers.
Mm-hmm.
I bought the new add-ons to those, and it's pretty fucking hilarious because there's one that's... do you remember the old space-type toys that they used to have?
Yeah.
The alien toys? Yeah, you get to... there's either alien toys coming at you, or you get to use, like, a space-age tank and blow toys up, and it's real fun.
So it looks like 1950s, like, a space-age type of thing.
Yeah, that...
Buck Rogers of the
20th century! That, and they give you, like, the French side of the war and stuff, too, so it's pretty... It's, you know...
Don't tell me they just go... No.
There's machine guns and mortars and
they're like... Tuck,
yes, it's a World War One based, you know, toy soldier game.
Oh, it's more World War One. I would figure this one would be more World War Two.
No, this is like the old toy soldiers, like back, you know, in the day. So yeah, definitely, it's one of those setups that you have to try out and to see what I'm talking about.
Yeah, okay. I guess World War One, the French.
But then I also got the new game of Risk.
So, Risk Factions?
Yeah, Risk Factions. I finally bought that. It was pretty funny and everything like that. But
Was there any nudity in it?
No, there hasn't been any goddamn nudity yet. But for the most part, it goes... you play as the general. Then after you do the general, you play as this cat general. And then...
Wait,
the
cat general?
Yeah. A cat general takes a... You play as the cat general. You take out the general. Then the general calls in a robot. Then the robot can't mistakes a cat... for a human, because of the fact that it's still in, like, 8-bit friggin' camera, you know, sensor on it, so it takes and marks everybody as something to kill.
Yeah.
So, it more or less, you know, you have a three-way fight now with the cat, the general, and the friggin' robot, so...
And you walk into a bar.
I haven't got that part, past that part yet, because I've been, you know, fighting... as the robot trying to beat everything else, so it's been kind of, you know, I haven't gotten to finish it off. Also, my Xbox has been acting up, too, so I gotta go bring it back. Bastards.
Alright, well, one thing that we were just watching on here was the trailer for Duke Nukem Forever, which is finally being released on May 3rd.
And, of course, the line of all lines in the actual intro of the video is, "What, did you think I was going to take forever?" Yes, we did think you were going to take forever. Now you're here.
Yep. We thought you were the Sasquatch of video games. The Loch Ness Monster of titles.
It would just be there, but never actually be out there. You know,
just it's like finding out that Sarah Palin had a brain.
That too. But there's no such thing.
Oh, yeah. True. But the graphics look great. The one liners look amazing. I'm hoping it's... And
taking a piss was just absolutely hilarious.
Yeah.
Because I know that I take a piss for about 10 minutes long, yeah.
Makes me think of that Adam Sandler skit of the longest pee.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
Hey, we're piss brothers. And I think it's going to be great. I was reading online, 20 hours of gameplay in story mode.
Supposedly. That's the thing that I'm saying is that there's supposedly that much... you know, play, but then also you do have the online play. But I did like the comment from one of the presidents of the company saying that if you do beat this in a short amount of time, you are
a virgin that seems to come easy on everything.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, that's just wrong, but yeah, that's about right.
So I've got a feeling it's going to be pretty good. I think the hype is going to be worth it. And I'm going to pre-order this game.
Yeah, I'm going to pre-order the game, too, as soon as I can. Once I get my next paycheck, and if it's not too bad, and they don't fuck me again.
Yeah.
Which they will. Because this job sucks! Anyways.
Alright, well, one of the demos I got to try out was called Zeit Squared, and it was a side-scrolling sci-fi shooter where you battle out against enemy ships, and you use the power of time control to defeat other ships.
Yeah.
Like, you'd be shooting one set, and there'll be, like, another set that appears on the top. You can rewind, and then you can go back, you can go on top while your ship is still on the bottom shooting the other ones, and you can shoot the ones on top.
Interesting. And then you gotta watch out for shooting yourself, too, right?
No, you don't have to worry about that.
Bullshit.
The controls are simple. It's easy to use the power-ups once you earn them from defeating other enemies. Although it's a pain in the ass because it takes almost a minute from each of them to charge up.
Okay.
The gameplay is a little bit repetitive, but I do like the fact that the whole time switching forward and backwards is added in because it adds a little bit more variety than you usually don't see in most video games like this. And the graphics, nothing really to praise, but it does what it needs to portray. But I don't think it's worth 800 points. I think it should be dropped down to at most 600 or between 400 and 600 points.
Now, the one thing that's killing me right now, speaking about the Xbox Live points, Call of Duty is supposed to be coming out with a new add-on pack for the Black Ops.
And you saw that.
That's 1,200 points. And they're rebuilds of the actual inner game fucking maps. It shouldn't be that hard to copy and paste whatever you just did in a fucking map on that you designed for the game and turn it into a multiplayer map. I don't think you should be able to account for 1,200 Xbox Live points.
It sounds like it should be more like 200.
Yes, I know one of the maps has a zipline. Yeah, that's great. But if anybody uses that zipline, I'll just mess them up with an M60. Easily. Just go... Oh, nope, he's dead. Ooh.
Ooh,
he never made it. He never had a chance.
Truthfully, that'd be the best one ever. You kill him and you see the body fall.
Yeah, exactly. It's on rooftops and it's supposed to be in like China or something like that. So you know how deadly those roofs are.
Yeah.
It's like you're running. It's like, if I make it, floor gives in.
Yeah, died. Basically death.
Watch where you're running next time. Just like in that Saw 2 demo.
Yeah. Yeah. As bad as that was.
All right. Now you got to also try Battlefield Bad Company 2 Vietnam.
Yes.
Back in the NOM.
I went back in the NOM again. So,
you must really love the NOM.
I do love the NOM. And
you love the Om-Nom.
Yeah, I love the Om-Nom. So with this game, it does have it has its own, like, setup, because Battlefield is just a totally different game from Call of Duty and everything like that. They did do a great job with the graphics. I love the flamethrower. They have, like, you know, they didn't do, like, massive amounts of weapons with this, but, you know, you've got the Dragunov SVD sniper rifle.
Dragunov.
You got an M40 sniper rifle. Oh, dude, that's probably one of the best guns out of the two because of the fact that, you know, I mean, even though it's a single shot, that one shot, it's as powerful. As long as you line it up correctly, you take out the people in the head, shots, bingo, they're done.
Yeah.
Let me think. What else is there? You got the M16... which kind of sucks, because it's just a three-shot burst. And then there's the other full-automatic M14. They have the M14. So yeah. It's basically the M4... no, not the M4. The
M16.
No. It's the mixture... It's the segue between the M1 Grand and the M16.
Shame they couldn't get the general from M1 Jacket on there. Yeah. The drill sergeant.
Yeah.
It would have been fucking hilarious.
Yeah, but more or less what their concept was, they just wanted to create an online game and just have it out there so you guys could keep playing it and stuff. But my issue right now has been with my Xbox is whenever I'm playing the game, supposedly it says that I have a disc scratch. And I went on to Xbox Live Support and went through seven different things to try and see if it worked, you know. And sometimes I'm playing the game and it will be like 5 seconds into the map and it will say that my disc is scratched. I could spend a half hour to an hour playing the game, and then it will say my disc is trashed. It just doesn't make any fucking sense, so I'm bringing my Xbox back.
You sure it just doesn't need, like, a cleaner or something?
I've cleaned it 60 times now.
Okay. Just asking.
No, fuck you.
Here's a tattoo of lines.
I carved it right into here, all the way down. And
his whole body is covered with lines and dashes.
How many times did I clean this sucker? Oh, shit. I lost count.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
Yeah, so more or less, it's just one of those setups that, you know, it's a great game. You know, it's better to play with your friends, you know, with it, to have the whole setup where you can actually get, you know, the headset on and play, because it gets kind of boring if you're playing with other people and they don't use their headsets, because you usually end up just yelling at everybody trying to go, no, don't take that way, don't, never mind, you're dead, fuck it, you're done. But they have squads, so they usually, they're broken up, usually either well or otherwise you could go in at alone, so you don't, you know, spawn on your guys that are getting killed right on the main part of the thing, so you get killed. So yeah, I mean, it's just it's a totally different tactic game. So
it's different from the actual Bad Company 2 in some cases.
Yeah, because the Bad Company 2 is just, well, that whole game, the inner game part is way different from the multiplayer, because if you're running in the multiplayer, you get killed, you spawn again. That game, you get killed, you got to go back to wherever you were last saved at. So it's just one of those things.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, altogether, Vietnam. Awesome. Their Vietnam add-on is pretty sweet, so I give it a 5 out of 5.
Excellent.
Cool.
Now, I tried out the demo for Spare Parts, and this one stars Simon Pegg in it.
Oh, jeez.
He plays Conrad, the computer that helps you out throughout each level. And in this game, you control one of two robots to travel along a distant planet, and you collect pieces of an abandoned ship to escape from this weird planet that you're on. And the graphics are really good. They're very much up to par with the best-looking downloadable titles on both Xbox and on PS3. I like the melee modes for the controls, and I like the upgrades. But this is the thing. They kind of screwed you on the demo time.
Why? What does it have, like 5 minutes?
8 minutes. And it didn't give me enough time to really dig deep into what this game is going to be capable of.
Yeah.
I mean, yes, it showed me how you can defeat everybody. It could show how you can shoot down the aliens and all that fun stuff. But it really didn't give, like a depth as to what I can expect from its actual gameplay. Is it going to be more serious? Is it going to be funny? Is it going to be just entertaining? Is it going to be repetitive? I don't know. It just feels like they just screwed a pooch on this one, for this demo at least. It could be a good game, but I don't think there was enough time to really just sit down and see what was in it, because they didn't give you enough time.
Yeah.
So, but I can give it a 3 out of 5 for what I did try. Okay. For this demo.
Yeah, but so no, is this going to come out on the shelves, or is this actually a game?
A downloadable title.
Oh, okay, so did you try it on the PS3 or did you put Xbox?
I tried it on the PS3.
Okay.
But I think if I were to get it, I would probably get Xbox, because that's what basically everybody I know has. But I did try one demo on the PSN that's an exclusive, and it's a game that should stay dead.
Oh, yeah.
It's called Modern Combat Domination. Ooh, what does that title sound like?
Modern Warfare? Call of Duty?
Yep. It's an online Modern Warfare-style gaming program.
Yeah.
It's just utter shit. Like, the games are all glitchy. When the soldiers move around, sometimes their feet don't even move. Their legs, or they just
don't work.
They look like the South Park characters.
So they penguin walk everywhere.
Yes, they fucking penguin walk.
Oh, Jesus.
Like a penguin. Snap. There goes my neck.
The controls were the only good thing about this game, because it was easy to shoot, easy to aim. I actually took down 3 people in this game. Like, in under a minute. But what sucks about it is when you're dead, you're dead. You don't respawn or anything. You gotta sit through the rest of it until the game is over.
Yeah, that sucks.
And it feels like a lot of the players on there were cheating. Or this game was just horrible. Let me give you an example.
Glitches.
Just a shit ton of glitches. I was literally right behind this one guy. He didn't see me coming. And I shot him in the head.
Okay.
He got back up.
Did you shoot him twice in the head?
Yes. I shot him 3 times in the head. Got back up. Then he shot me and I was dead.
So you triple tapped this motherfucker.
Yes!
Is there anything about armor?
No.
Yeah, well.
Was he wearing like a massive helmet?
No, it was one of those classic styled ones.
What do you mean, like Germany?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, those things could be super powerful.
But I shot him 3 times in the head.
Yeah.
But it would be, I wouldn't shoot him in the back of the head. I would actually shoot him like here. On the temple, like right in the fucking temple.
Maybe it was Sarah Palin's cousin.
Yeah, they got thick skulls.
And they got pretty
thick skulls, yeah.
But this game, Modern Combat Domination, is the
shit of the shit.
Shit of the shit cousin of Call of Duty that got dropped on its head 12 times when he was a kid.
No, get it right. This was the baby that they threw off the Empire State Building, somehow it still lived.
You can count that for probably Medal of Honor 2 while they're at it, because of the fact that Medal of Honor didn't do so hot.
Well, I'm playing it right now, and so far it's actually pretty good. I mean, the only issue is it's too much like Call of Duty Modern Warfare.
Mm. Yeah, that's, but I also have the feeling that it has the more Battlefield taste to it when I tried out the demo and everything like that. So, when I get my hands on the actual game, I'll try to find it out and everything.
Yeah, and Blanc just got Mafia 2, so he and I will switch back and forth. So, yeah. So he and I can each get a chance at it.
Yeah, hopefully.
Now, one other game you got to try out is another apparently shit title, according to you. Naval Assault The Killing Tide.
What they should have called it was Anal Assault, because it was just that fucking stupid. I mean, yes, I did have a little bit of fun being a submarine, you know, rolling around under the water and everything like that. But it says, you know, try to stay, you know, hidden and stuff. But when you try to stay hidden, it, you know, you could stay hidden easily by just going under the water, but that's the thing was, at the time, World War II, they were having radar. So radar was capable of pinging stuff underwater. So how could you stay, you know, silent and stuff like that and get pinged all the time? So it was kind of stupid. And then there was also another part where it seemed like the unimaginable, because I don't remember anything in history of World War II where the Nazis were able to do any kind of assault on American soil in New York. There's a part where you're in the harbor and apparently a boat from the Nazis is in there, and you blow up the boat, and then all of a sudden just tons and tons of bombers come out of nowhere, so you could switch to the gun part of the boat and start, you know, taking them down with the AA guns. That's the only thing you could do. And it just seemed like it was kind of ridiculous because you couldn't get all of them. And it was just like, this is bullshit. This is just not like too, you know, spec of the actual World War II kind of, you know, great game. But they did do one cool feature, which was when you fire the torpedo, if you held the button that you fired, you could actually follow the torpedo to its target and watch the explosion happen. But for the most part, the graphics weren't fucking fabulous. They weren't like, oh man, this is just awesome.
Right, you were kind of meh.
Yeah, I only had this game playing in my Xbox for about an hour or two, and then I got, okay, back into the friggin' packaging and sending it back to Gamefly because it was kind of shitty.
Yeah.
Just glad I didn't spend like $30 on the fucking thing.
And what do you get for a grade for that?
I'll give it a 1.5. Just to give them something, but 1.5, yeah, out of 5 is just, it's just not that good of a game. No. Yeah, that's what I feel about that one. But for the most part, I look forward to like playing the Mafia 2 and see whatever else I can take care of when I get my Xbox back to Best Buy and change it. Because this is bullshit. It's like, why, Xbox? Why? Why do you have to keep on fucking things up? Damn you, Bill Gates. Damn you. I know you're not working for him anymore, but damn you again.
It's still your fault.
It's all your fault. Because you can't, you know, I know the concept of trying to, you know, get cheap labor over in China and, you know, the electronics are all made in China. But damn it, what the hell is wrong with you? Get better friggin' products. Yeah, that's all I can say.
Okay.
Fucking assholes.
Well, you've been playing a lot of Angry Birds, too, if you want to talk about that.
That game is, it should not be on the market. It shouldn't, because it's just, it's too addictive. And especially because they have it for free. And Yes, I'm pulling out the droid. Look, the droid. Yeah. It's one of those things where when I'm working now, I've been walking around, and it's sad because now the parents have gotten hooked on it.
Yeah.
So I walked by, and all of a sudden one of the parents was like, oh yeah, you know, this is a, he's like, oh yeah, this is a pretty fun game, and blah, blah, blah. I was like, oh no, you're hooked on it. Yeah, I'm hooked on it. Damn. It's just one of those games that, you know, it's kind of like Crush the Castle from Armor Games, except you're using these fucking birds to launch them with a, you know, the slingshot.
I've actually played that game.
Yeah.
They had it on Line. I played it before.
What the hell happened to your freaking screen?
What do you mean?
It looks like it's cracked.
It does.
But then also they also have a Angry Birds holiday thing, and I've been having a hell of a time trying to beat the hell out of this, you know, one level, which is like 19 or something like that, which probably people got done with in 2 seconds. And sometimes one level will take 2 seconds, and then other times you like gotta walk away, and then you'll come back later and do it in 2 seconds, and then you go into the next level and spend another fucking day on it.
And see, according to this online, there's gonna be an Angry Birds cartoon coming out.
Oh, I'm not surprised. Why am I not surprised?
But what would it be about? Like, the bird... Let's see, birds versus pigs. It would be... It would be like the fourth season of Blackadder, but with birds and pigs instead of the British and the Germans.
Yeah, exactly. So, more or less, you have a whole setup that is kind of, you know... I think it's going to be like the caveman kind of thing from the Geico commercials. It's gonna epically fail.
Yeah, it won't be like the rabbits where we know they could work in a TV show because they're just so fucking funny.
You had to fucking do it, all right? You had to do it. Now I'm fucking on the game. You motherfucker. I'm on the fucking show. Get... Hey, okay. Thank you. Oh, yeah. God damn it. Now Anvil's on it. Son of a bitch. Oh, yeah, if you tap that one, it shoots. It kind of turns into a rocket.
Yep.
You killed it.
You killed the piggies.
Oh, yeah, but for the most part it's, you know, it's one of those games that's addictive app on either Droid or whatever you can actually play it on. I don't know whatever else there is. I mean Apple has their iPod set up so you can play it on there. I know that definitely. So I've been seeing a lot of people with the Apple.
Yeah, thank you Finland for Angry Birds.
Yeah. But yeah, for the most part I think I'm pretty much done here.
Okay. Anything you wanted to add, Anvil?
No, I'm good.
Okay. Let's stick a fork in this podcast. Remember, visit our website at BostonBastardBrigade.com for recent news, reviews, podcast episodes, and videos featuring members of the B3 crew. And if you've got any comments, questions, and requests for things for us to talk about, you can reach us at TheBastards@BostonBastardBrigade.com.
Yep, we're also on myspace.com/BostonBastardBrigade. We have Facebook as well, so you just type in the upper part of the little search bar there, and you'll find us, and just add us on, and talk with us. We're able to talk about anything that you want.
And check out our sisters at the Electric Sisterhood at ESH.MLBI. Go over, show them some love when you're there. Check out Gigagro. And also go check out our friends at Gamer Reaction at GamerReaction.tv.
Yes.
Is it
.tv? Yeah.
.tv.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, I want to get in contact with them again, see if we can do something with them while they're at PAX East.
All right.
I've got a couple good ideas. So maybe we can collaborate. Anything you want to add before we close off?
No, boobies. That's it. That's all I have to
boobies
say.
Boobies and Duke Nukem Forever.
Yes. Even though there's the alien one with the boobies because it's blocked out, he says, yes, I will hit that. I hit that. Yeah.
I got a feeling it's going to be good, but we'll have to wait until May.
Yep. Alrighty then. Let's cut this sucker off.
Alright, so until next time, this is King Baby Duck.
This is Ronan.
This is Anvil.
Saying sayonara, bitches.
We are the bastards.
Sayonara, bitches.
Go break.
Come on.